discuss for a couple of minutes the issue of zimun for women. Oftentimes, people sort of associate any discussion of women with controversy. But the truth is that when it comes to zimun, I don't really think it should be such a controversial topic. Let's explain what the issue is, where it comes from, and several practical issues that come up and that are related. The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Memhei Amud Beis that Nashim is Zamnos Latzman, that women make their own Zimun. So that seems to be pretty clear. Many Rishonim understood that this means that if there are three women, that they must make their own Zimun. This is bolstered by the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara there says, HaKol Chayovin B'Zimun, everyone's obligated in Zimun. Kohanim Yisraelim, Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, once you listed Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, what is Hakal? Who's everybody? So Gemara says, Lasuye Nashim, to include women. That seems to be women. Chayovas, the word there is Chayov. Chayov and Bezimun. So several Rishonim, like the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, understood that if there are three women who eat together, then they are obligated to make a Zimun. There are other Rishonim, like Tosas, who said, hold on a second, we don't see that women are knowing to do this. They're not knowing to be Mizamein. So they interpreted the Gemara in Brachos as saying, Nashim Mizan was Latzman, that's an option. It's a Rishus. They're allowed to make a Zimun if they want to, but they don't have to. What about the Gemara in Erchin, which says explicitly, Chayovin? So they explained that what that means is that if there is a Zimun of men, then they're obligated. So in the presence of three men, if they eat together with men, and the men are making a Zimun, so then they are obligated in Zimun. And if you have three women by themselves, without men, so then it's an option for them to do Zimun. So these are the opinions in the Rishonim. There's no opinion in the Rishonim that says a woman can't do Zimun. Lehefich, it's either that they have to do Zimun, or the Kula is that they don't have to, but they can if they want to. So the Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Tes is that women don't combine with men to make a Zimun. In other words, if there's not three men or three women, but there's three people combined, that's not a Zimun. But if you have three women, so then Nashim Mizamnos Rishus. They have the option of doing Zimun, like the opinion of Tosus. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra there in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says he thinks that the Iker is like the Rush, that women are obligated to do Zimun if they have three women eating together. It's quoted by the Beir Halacha, but the Beir Halacha writes that's not the common minhag. And in fact, the common minhag for most generations was, and it still is, that people, generally women, do not do Zimun, so they rely on this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that they have the option to do Zimun if they want to. So there's certainly nothing wrong with them doing so, but we don't assume that they have to. It's an option if they want. A couple of very practical points, though, that the Shulchan Aruch does paskin, like the opinion of those who showed him, that if there is a Zimun of men, then they are obligated in Zimun. This is something that a lot of times people don't pay attention to. People just assume women have nothing to do with Zimun. That's not really true. If there's a Zimun of men, then women are obligated. So that means that they should answer to the Zimun. Even if they are not at the table at the moment, if they're taking care of something else, or whatever the case may be, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, the men are not allowed to start until the women are able to answer. Because if the men start, then they're making the women lose out on the Zimun, which the women are chayiv in at this point, due to the fact that there is a Zimun of men. So the men should really wait for the women, and the women should know that they need to answer and at least wait or invent something else until after the bracha of Hazan. We assume that in the presence of a Zimun, the first bracha until Hazan HaSakol is really part of the Zimun. There is a somewhat surprising opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to quote and accept, La Halacha. He says that what does it mean that women are obligated in Zimun when there is a Zimun of men? So it's not that they're obligated in the Zimun of men. They're obligated in Zimun. That they can fulfill that through the Zimun of the men, but the Shulchan Aruch says they can also fulfill that by having their own Zimun. So they don't, in theory, if there's three of them, three women and three men, and then the women don't have to answer to the Zimun of men. They can just make their own Zimun, and that would actually be enough to fulfill their obligation. One thing that women don't do with Zimun is, if there's 10, we don't assume that they would be able to say Nevarech Elokeinu. Beis Yosef says that is a Dvar Shebikdusha. Dvar Shebikdusha require a minyan. Minyan definitely is not something that applies to women, and therefore they don't say Nevarech Lelokeinu. Therefore, if they're in the presence of 10 men, so then they would have to stay in the Zimun of men in order to be able to answer with Nevarech Lelokeinu. What if there is a Zimun of women and they decide they want to make a Zimun, there are three women eating together and they want to make a Zimun, and there are men around? So In the Sefer Pnina Halacha, he writes that certainly they can still do the zimun. They don't have to stop just because there are men around. Lafech, we answer when women say brachos. We say amen. We answer. So the men should answer as well. They should answer. What should they answer? So it depends. If they ate, so like any other zimun, you say nevarich. Let's thank Hashem. Let's bless Hashem who gave us this food. So you say baruch shachal mishalom. Bless Hashem who is food we ate. Let's say you didn't eat, so this applies also to a regular zimun of men. Let's say some people are making a zimun, and you didn't eat, and you're present, so what do you answer? So you can't say, Baruch Shachalnu, you didn't eat anything. So you say, Baruch Umvarach Shemo Tamir Lalam Ved. Try to memorize that. Baruch Umvarach Shemo Tamir Lalam Ved. And that's what you'd answer if in a case where you did not eat. Have a wonderful day.